This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Laura Dierda. Laura's the leader of the editorial team at Becker's Healthcare. She joins us regularly to share with us key stories, key issues that people are watching in healthcare. Laura, let me tee it up and ask you, what are a couple of things that you're watching closely currently?
Thank you, Scott. So as always, we are looking really closely at how the C-suite leaders are thinking about the future, their strategic planning and growth and development. And one thing that we have noticed in recent weeks and then saw reflected in a report from Strata Decision Technology was that hospital CFOs are optimistic about the future, despite some of the clear challenges and continued high costs. More than half of the CFOs within Strata's survey that they conducted recently said that they were optimistic about the organization's financial future, and 52% expect to see better operating margins this year than they did last year. That would be continue on a trend we've seen those operating margins slowly climb through the pandemic. So definitely continued growth there, although maybe slower than we would have liked. Still to be able to see that growth and have that projected growth, I think is important and great to see. Looking ahead, the CFOs are also prioritizing reducing costs as well as managing strategic performance improvement initiatives as their top priorities. And they're confident in their teams to do so. Around 95% said that they felt like their teams would be able to make adjustments and adjust their strategies if there are sudden market and business changes, if anything unexpected happens. And certainly after the past 4 years or so, you know, healthcare has become very adept at figuring out how to overcome and adjust to some of those unexpected headwinds and things that happen. So certainly, you know, we are seeing that reflected within our conversations with the C-suite executives. And you know, one area that we have seen them dial in on, though, is just the continued high labor and supply expenses. The survey saw total expenses jumping 22% over 2019. And then despite a lot of the cost reduction efforts, especially with labor and contracted labor, it's still 36% of CFOs last year said contract labor was their largest unforeseen costs. And so, you know, I think a lot of organizations and C-suite leaders are still looking at those labor costs and trying to figure out what they can do to make a meaningful difference. I know leveraging artificial intelligence technology to some degree to support their current workforce, as well as engaging in retention efforts, have been top of mind for a lot of those executives. So we're really seeing a lot of movement there. And then kind of finally, the final trend that we are looking at throughout that report was just the transition of outpatient care being significant. Outpatient volumes dipped in 2020, but have significantly increased since then, and we're up about 14% over 2019. And outpatient revenue was also up around 14% as well. And so to figure out that transition of what it looks like for more of the health system's revenue to be coming from the outpatient services, surgery, certainly it's a adjustment for a lot of hospitals and health systems, but one that really they see as being essential for the community and being able to provide the best level of care possible, as well as improving the throughput within their inpatient beds. So I think all of those things are really areas where we're really focused on and seeing transition at the very strategic level for health systems.
Thank you. And Laura, as you look at the picture, you talk to leaders, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and a heck of a lot more. Is there any sense of sort of relief or positive shock at how well things rebounded? I know it was a tremendous amount of discipline to do it, but how well margins rebounded from 22 to 23. Are people ever surprised that it came along? I mean, at the end of 22, many systems were posting billion-dollar losses, and I think the idea that they'd be back to positive margins or close to it in 23 would have been shocking if you would have told them that. What do you hear from leaders about the turnaround and the movement in the, at least the movement in the right direction?
Yeah. I think there is a huge amount of relief. I think people are certainly project a level of excitement to finally be able to get back into a space where they're not, you know, operating from behind or in the red, but, you know, seeing the ability and opportunity to reinvest in their system, reinvest in their workforce, and get into a space where they can be announcing positive changes and get excited about some of their initiatives that they're trying to do with their community to really improve health. I think the one thing, though, and especially for CFOs and CEOs, but all leaders at large, you know, looking at it, even though there has been that significant margin increase, it's still, they don't necessarily have the cushion that they did pre-pandemic for many of the health systems. And so, you know, still they see an uphill battle in some ways to manage, you know, the continued rising costs and then get back into the financial position where they were in. But I don't think there's any leaders out there that would discount the really great progress they made it from 2023 to 2024, and then, you know, would rather be in this position now to continue grow and develop within their broader organizational systems.
Thank you. And anything else you're watching? I mean, lots of efforts towards automating things, AI, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you're watching top of mind? I know we covered some of those discussions last couple of weeks with Mayo Clinic and some of the consortium on AI. But how much does this play into financial wherewithal and financial positivity is the movement towards automating more stuff? And I know it's a big question, but any concern from the workforce that some of those jobs get automated away?
Yeah, I think that's always a concern. And I think certainly it's one that, you know, we are following closely and seeing how, you know, different systems adjust to those realities within the workforce. Obviously, if there are shortages, you know, being able to support the workforce is one thing. But then, you know, we've also seen some loss of job because of automation or outsourcing to some degree. And so, you know, I think it's still a volatile time for that. And definitely as organizations are trying to figure out how they can upskill some of the workers where the positions are being eliminated or really automated more effectively. I'm thinking through, you know, especially in call centers or spaces in that revenue cycle in particular, where some of those jobs are really now becoming more automated and more technology driven. The ability to then transition those workers or leaders into spaces where they can be more patient facing or have contributed in a different way to the health system and still be more meaningful providing care to the patients, I think is helpful and certainly helpful for the communities and systems. And another thing too, you know, that we've really seen a lot of is the desire, I guess, to add more technical knowledge into all levels of the organization and leadership. And in some ways, we've heard of health systems and organizations transitioning those, again, you know, kind of entry-level roles that are being automated into cybersecurity, into data science and data analytics roles, and so that they can go through certificate programs or something that can give them the skills that they need to then transition into a more technology-driven role for the system that even has, you know, a more of a higher economic upside for them. And I think that's been just really interesting to see some of those programs and have an impact both for the health system as well as the people within those roles.
Laura, as always, thank you for joining us. Thrilled to see the positive turnaround with health systems. I don't think any of us saw that coming as quickly as it came. And let's hope it's sustainable. Laura, thank you as always for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast for all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.